Hello, everyone. Welcome to China Money Podcast. I'm your host, Lina Xiang. Today's guest is Misa Zhu, founder of Chinese artificial intelligence startup Rocket. The company was established in 2014 by former Alibaba Research Lab chief Misa and his team, and has since launched two smart speaker products, the Alien and Pebble. The Alien is an advanced smart speaker product with voice interaction and other technologies designed for early adopters, while the Pebble is a high-end smart speaker targeting the mass market with a retail price of close to 1,400 RMB, or over $200. The company also released an augmented reality glasses during the CES conference in January this year. I spoke to Misa last week in the company's headquarters in Hangzhou, and here is our conversation. Hope you enjoy it. Hi, Misa. Welcome to China Money Podcast.
Thank you for coming.
Rocket wants to become an AI company that's patient, that's doing business for the long term. Mm-hmm. So for the next 10 years, what, in your mind, would a successful AI company look like?
Rocket actually is not a pure AI company. We are actually a user interface company.
Can we say like two consumer AI company, because your products are all...
Yeah, of course, we are two consumer product, okay. Actually, we are a product company. We are a product company to the consumer, and we focus on user interface. The user interaction, that means how to connect the user, the end user, and the high technology. For example, like cell phone, where people using touch screen today, but not many people feel comfortable to use it, especially the older people. So AI actually is pretty interesting thing, can help people use the high technology product friendly. So that's what we're working on. We focus on the consumer product and we focus on the user interface.
So basically revolutionizing man-machine interface, mm-hmm. Using voice, using augmented reality mm-hmm. and other technology.
Yeah.
Everything all rolled into one product.
Yeah.
Okay, but what is a successful AI company? You know, in 10 years' time, what do they look like? Do they belong to, you know, part of a big tech company? Or do they, you know, are they an independent company? And mm-hmm. how do they make money? What is a, you know, what is a business model that actually would support a successful AI company?
You know, actually, now the most big AI company, they focus on like 2B business. Okay, it's kind of cash cow, because they can get big money from government
yeah.
or some like big company.
Public security budgets from government.
Something like that.
Yeah,
yeah. And they're now pretty famous right now. But, you know, I truly believe the biggest AI company will be the two consumer company. Okay, because this is the huge market. This is actually the future. So if we're talking about like 10 years later, I think everybody's gonna use like AI technology. Okay, and we have like everything smart. Okay, mm-hmm. like smart cars, smart speakers, smart TV, or smart everything. So I think the consumer market will be the biggest market, the AI market. So if we're talking about the 10 years later, I think the most successful AI company will be the consumer product company.
So sort of like an Apple type of company that have a suite of products mm-hmm. That's consumer facing, mm-hmm. that's changing how man and machine interact?
Yeah, something like that, okay. Rocket actually, it's a total different situation with Apple, because in like PC time or the mobile internet time, you know, it's kind of one single product, you can win the whole war. Like you guys make a wonderful PC product or wonderful cell phone product, and you can change the rule. And
or
you
the
can
smartphone,
change
the game. The iPhone,
yeah, something
the
like
iPhone.
That. But in AI era, I think will be totally different. Okay, because AI can be, like what I said, everything can be smart. So you cannot win the whole war by one single product. Of course, we have to focus on like one or two wonderful products, but you have to open your platform to the industry to help the other companies to build their own good products. So this is the vision of Rocket and our mission. It's not just to make wonderful product by ourselves, and we also help other companies to build their products.
You say the biggest AI company would be a consumer-facing company.
Sure.
How big would they be? Do they become, you know, the size of today's, you know, Baidu, Alibaba, Tencent?
I think much bigger.
Much bigger.
Yeah. Now, actually, you know, those big companies, I mean, actually the giant company, okay, they have some data or like a lots of resource to help them to build the AI ecosystem. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Actually, I think the product company will win the final war. The final AI successful AI company may be something like Apple plus Google.
Okay.
So just imagine.
Yeah. So that would be, you know, a successful AI company as you describe would be supported by strong products and strong sales, I imagine, of those products.
Mm-hmm.
And so that they would be self-sustaining and they can generate their own you know, revenue or even profits. Because right now, as you know, AI companies are extremely cash-burning activities,
yeah.
Right? So you see that in the future, the products will be supporting the whole business going forward and growing.
You know, the product is sort of one revenue way, okay, and of course, especially to the hardware product, you know, because we are making the hardware product and we sell the product to the consumer, and this is the first step to make money. But in the future, I think that the platform, the ecosystem, will be the most important.
You mean data?
Not just data. Okay, data actually is just a kind of a resource. You cannot sell the data to everybody. The final product of Rocket actually is the user experience. You know, how to make user feel comfortable and easy to use the high technology product.
But you can't really make money by, you know, offering great user experience. So
not exactly. For example, I realized that you are using the iPhone right now, right? So iPhone is much expensive.
So
why?
It's due by providing good quality, superior quality products.
The good product, good user experience, and the good taste, actually is the what you are paying for. Okay.
How do you imagine for the long term the Chinese AI industry will transition to or will become? Do you see a market where, you know, a number of big companies dominate,
mm-hmm.
or do you see companies slowly being bought by the BATs? What is the industry landscape look like?
Now, today, I know the giant company like BAT, okay, they are investing in some AI company and they acquired some AI company. I think that will be the short-term situation. Okay, I think the real strong AI company will be independent and will be more product phase. You know, actually BAT, they are not product company. Okay, they are like platform company or ecosystem company. Okay, but they are not the real consumer product company. So some company like Rocket, we actually are a product company with high technology, with our platform, with our deep research. So this is kind of new thing in Chinese market. So I wish we can build our own ecosystem in the future. So I don't think that giant company will rule the whole AI world. I think some company like Rocket and some other small company, I mean today, will be very promising in the future.
How would you see the future growth of the industry? How big would the industry be? Do you have any, you know, estimates?
How to measure it?
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Money or something?
By revenue?
Revenue is, I think, it's like what I said, just imagine like Apple plus Google. That would be the very simple.
Together would be like around over $1.5 trillion.
Sure. That possible. the AI industry actually is very early stage right now. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I think it can continue. It can last like 100 years. So with that long time, you can imagine what kind of future it's going to be. Okay. The AI company, especially the AI product company, will be so amazing in the future. You know, that's what we're working on. Mm-hmm.
So as you were just touching on before, a lot of the current Chinese AI companies focus on 2B business.
Yeah.
So that means, you know, they provide solutions to enterprise or even mm-hmm. to government or public mm-hmm. security sector. But you decide to focus on to the consumer market. Mm-hmm. So obviously that's because you believe this market will mm-hmm. Will have higher potential.
Mm-hmm.
But what's your view on the 2B market segment?
You know, like what I said before, AI will be used to like everything. So I think
it's 2B. The two market emerging? So, you know, a company will be addressing both markets as some companies already do, right? Because we know one of the competitors of, well, not competitors, another Chinese AI company, we can see a couple of them are doing both markets, you know, having two consumer products and also two enterprise.
You know, when we're talking about a company or a business, you know, people just focus on like the business model or the technology. Actually, what I really care about is like culture. So it's a totally different culture, totally different DNA. If you are working on something like a 2B business, so it's more about like a relationship building, like marketing and sales. Okay, if you focus on consumer product, it's all about like product and how to pick the right technology to build, to connect dots and build the wonderful wonderful product. So this is actually a totally different culture. You know, I think the 2B business will be a huge market as well. So, but you know, Rocky actually, we chose another way.
Do you see that the company would enter the 2B market in the future?
You mean Rocky?
Yeah.
Not yet. And I have.
That's also always a possibility.
You know, actually, we have some 2B business today.
But you have the open.
We have open platform.
Yeah. Right.
So, but this is more like a conference, like a developer conference.
Yeah.
It's not a traditional like 2B business. So, even we will build our own ecosystem. I think we're getting more like a open platform. It's not just a 2B business.
So it's basically everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just pretty similar as the Google Android today. Mm. Okay. Maybe more open. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, because like what I said, nobody can win the AI war by one single product. Why not open our technology or platform to help the other company to build their own wonderful products for the consumer?
Now let's talk about Rocket's products.
Mm-hmm.
You've always mentioned how the product roadmap for the company will be home AI to portable AI and then to personal AI.
Yeah.
So now the company have revealed to the public three products,
mm-hmm.
The Alien,
mm-hmm.
Would probably be the home AI,
AI
and
yeah.
then the Pebble would be the portable AI,
yeah.
and the AR Glass would be
Rocket
the personal AI product. That's correct way to understand?
Pretty much.
If you have to give the product Pebble, you
mm-hmm.
just launched last year, if you have to score the product from 0 to 100, like what kind of score would you give to the product?
It's maybe 10.
10?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, actually the very interesting thing in Rocky, actually, we're not satisfied on like everything. So that's kind of the why we have invested like so much resource on like research, like product research and the AI technology research. You know, we have two labs.
Yeah.
Okay, the one lab is A lab in Beijing, and the other lab it's in Silicon Valley. Why we have two labs in this very early stage startup company? Because AI technology is not totally ready. So we are building our own product for sure, but we have to catch up the new research result in the industry. If we are talking about what kind of product we really want, or we really want to build for the consumer, actually, it's I don't think that the industry is totally ready. If we're talking about the Pebble today, okay, it's actually pretty good. Okay, it's good taste, it's good design, good. Yeah, I think that this is the best product even in the world.
You mean we're better than Amazon's Alexa and Google Home?
Oh, much better. Yeah. Actually, we're actually building the next generation of the Pebble, so we can make it much better.
So the company was founded in 2014, and the first product, Alien, was revealed to the public in 2016. So it took you 2 years to produce the first product. How much do you think, you know, to produce the first Alien product prototype, how much do you think it cost?
The cost? I mean,
everything, you know, for producing making that.
We spent like $4 million.
$4 million.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, because it's a totally new product. You know, we have some a very fresh technology, you know, especially the gorgeous design, the material, and the display system, of course, the voice AI technology. This is rocket culture. You know, we don't care about like the bone cost. You know, the only thing we really care about is how good the product is, how friendly the product to the consumer, and the product quality, of course.
So Pebble right now is available for sale in China. Mm-hmm. Do you have plans to sell the product overseas?
Not yet. Of course, we have plans, but not yet. The biggest issue actually is the content and service, because AI is just a tool.
You're aggregating everything, the music, the story.
Yeah, you have to connect to the actually like three stuff. Okay, the first one, of course, the content. The next one, of course, like IoT, okay, the home automation. Yep. And the third one will be the services, okay,
like ordering,
home services.
Delivery,
yeah, something like that.
Okay. Shopping.
If we really want sell our product overseas, we have to, you know, make everything ready.
Do you have a timeline?
Maybe next year.
Maybe
next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now let's talk about Rocket Glass, which Rocket just revealed on the CES this year in January.
Yeah.
And also I experienced the product at your booth.
Really?
At CES.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So what do you say?
I was only able to experience for a very short period of time because there's so many people there.
Yeah, we have long
lines.
Yeah.
I just felt it was cool features. You know, I saw some cool features, but I always have dizziness when I use AI or AR or VR head mounted glasses. So I have a natural fear to those kind of products. But this product look a lot like an upgraded version of Google Glass.
Pretty much.
Okay, is this, you know, behind the product design and thinking?
Actually, when people talk about AR glass, of course you have to talk about like Google Glass. You know, Google Glass actually is a very amazing product in their time. I mean, it's pretty much like a few years ago. But, you know, honestly, the technology actually is not totally ready, and like a few years ago. So we are just following the whole process of the whole industry. So I think today, actually, the AI technology almost ready to consumer. Okay, actually, you see the other companies, they build their AR product, it's pretty much to be, it's not to consumer. It's not like glass at all. People call it glass, actually more like goggles. It's not glass. So when we are building our own AR product, we actually just want to make it more wearable. It's more like glasses, like what you tried in the CES before.
Yeah.
Actually, it's just a prototype. It's not the final design. We are not open our final design to the public yet. So actually, it's more gorgeous you know, than the prototype.
I saw a video of the rocket glass explaining what kind of function that you can enjoy with this glass, including navigation, pointing you to the right shops where you want to buy specific products, giving you price comparisons, recognizing faces and linking their social media account with this face so that you know who they are, what they have been doing in the past few days. That all sounds amazing, but obviously it's, you know, extremely challenging to accomplish all those things in one product and integrating all those resources and networks and everything into one. So what's the biggest challenge in creating the product that can do the things that you hope it can do?
AR glasses actually is a pure tool. It's a tool. When we are building a tool, we have to figure out who's going to use this tool for what purpose. Okay, so you saw the video. Actually, we put everything together. But in the real world, actually, this tool can use on like total different vertical domain. For example, the retail store. You know, I think people can build application content for the retail store. And to the consumer, for example, navigation actually is to the end user. So it's totally different application. So you don't think the AR glasses is just a single product. It's actually a solution. So you have to, the big challenge is how to help your partner. For example, like retail store software developers or like the car business, developers to help us or how to use our AR glass to build their own application. This is a big challenge. You know, to the retail business, actually, they just want how to improve the user experience, how to improve the sales number and the revenue number. This is the most important thing to them. And Rocket Glass can help them. One store, they can buy they can put like three or four glasses in the store and people can use it. Like watching a movie today, okay, you go to the theater and you just pick up the 3D glasses and you watch the movie and return glasses to the to the theater. Pretty much the same business. You pick up the one product and you can see all the online information. So AR is just a tool, okay? It actually connects the reality to the digital world. So this is a pretty interesting experience. You don't have to search on web, or you don't have to take out your cell phone and do some search. Okay, you just watch it, and it's going to display everything.
What can consumers expect from this final product, the final version of the product?
I think it's more wearable. It's more comfortable, and it looks more like.
And what can
pretty
you
much
do
like,
with it? Voice control.
Of course, you can do like gesture control, voice control, and facial recognition, something like that. Okay, we have many sensors, like the gyro sensors and the gesture, the camera, and the microphone, of course. It's going to come with many technologies, so like voice technology, computer vision, and some, of course, some other sensors.
One of the biggest reason for Google Glass failure is privacy. People felt really uneasy around people who are wearing Google Glass because you know he might be taking a video of you right now and you don't know. So what are some measures or things you would do to help people feel more safe or at ease wearing this product and seeing other people wearing it?
This is the other big challenge, you know, how to make yourself make your life more comfortable, and at the same time, you have to protect the privacy. Okay, so I don't think people are gonna wear the AR glass anytime. Okay, they just put it on when they want to use it. So I don't think people will put this glass like when we are talking, when you are in some. Like dating or some like a
that would be awkward.
Yeah, that would be so awkward. So yeah. I think maybe when you're driving, okay, when you are doing some like a business like an interview, like today, okay, you don't have to put the camera over there.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. So that means people use the tool when they really need it.
So what is the timeline for this product?
And you mean launch?
Yeah.
To the consumer, I think it's not totally ready.
Roughly
the hardware actually
year?
Is totally ready. Mm-hmm. The basic system is totally ready, but we have to polish every detail stuff. Mm. For example, what kind of scenarios, okay, what kind of application we are going to deliver to the end user. So I think maybe the middle of next year will be released to the public.
Is it going to be expensive?
Actually, it's affordable. I promise. It's so affordable.
So firstly, available for sale in China?
No, actually, it's not for China. It's actually the global business.
It's going to be available internationally.
Yeah, because you know what? It's not content-driven. When we're talking about something like content-driven...
It's a tool, right?
Yeah, it's just a tool.
Okay.
So I think you can use it everywhere.
Affordable meaning?
So we're keeping it confidential right now.
Okay.
We're gonna tell you when we can open it.
What kind of new products should people expect from Rocket? You already mentioned you're working on an updated version for Pebble.
Mm-hmm.
The glass. Any other new products in the pipeline?
Yeah, if you're talking about SKU or talking about the category, actually, we just focus on like two stuff. Okay, the voice technology product like Pebble or Alien. Okay, we actually are working on the next Alien.
Okay.
The next generation of the Alien and the Pebble and then AR glass. We just focus on like two category. Okay.
But you just said you can't win the war by a single product.
Yeah, so that's why we...
But you have two products. I was imagining, you know, like maybe 10 or 20 products. So, you know, is there another category that you...
For example, even Apple, they don't have so many products. Okay, they're just a giant company. Okay, they're a very successful company and a very powerful company, but they just focus on few kind of products. So I don't think Rocket is going to build like many AI product. We just want to focus on some what we really want to deliver to the end user, and we just want to make a wonderful and perfect product. So we have to focus.
But you also said that the company could be as big as Google and Apple combined, but if you look at the biggest smart speaker producer in the whole world, which mm-hmm. is Amazon's
sure.
Alexa, they only sold 20 million, right? Around.
Yeah.
Last time I checked, so
that's what I said. It's very early stage. So Rocket business, pretty much, actually we're very clear, but nobody understand. You know, we build our high end product and do the integration and polish every detail experience, and close down and open. So we will focus on one or two or three typical Rocket products or category. And we make the product to the high-end users. And then we do the integration, and we polish the experience, and we close down and open to the industry. That's our business model. So that's why I said Rocket, maybe in the future, if we are lucky enough, maybe we're pretty much like Apple and plus Google.
Okay, so now let's talk about the company's fundamentals, what investors will be interested to know. How have the sales of the Alien and also Pebble been? I remember reading some numbers, there have been about 50,000 Pebble being sold already, and you want to...
Yeah, more than that.
More than that?
More than that. But, you know, actually, Alien is just it's not product to the mass market. Mm. It's just for the early adopters. So we actually just made like 5,000 units. So we're not making today. So
it's not for really for like mass
yeah,
market
it's,
sales.
It's, okay. It's not for the mass market. But
what about Pebble?
Pebble actually pretty well, if you will. We're living in a city in Hong Kong or
yeah, I saw on Taobao. I want to buy one actually.
Actually, you know, if you go to the airport and you can check out the like some digital product store, and you can ask them. And I think the Rocket Pebble will be the most successful product in the store.
So you said more than 50,000 being sold, and
yeah.
What's your expectation for this year?
Actually, I cannot tell you the numbers. It's kind of keep confidential. But you know, this year I think we are gonna move very fast. The number will be very big.
You said before probably grow 10 times than last year.
Of course, 10 times. Of course, more than.
If you do sell, for example, if we say last year you sold 50,000 Pebble and this year you want to grow that to 10 times, that would mean about 600 million RMB in total sales, roughly.
Let me check it out.
I did some rough calculations. So roughly, we don't have to, you know, focus on the numbers, but what's your expectation of users growth and also I mean, revenue, we can base that on how many units you sell, right?
You know, actually, it's a very critical question. To a startup company, we have two choices, okay? We have two options. One is make money as soon as possible, okay? That we can focus on the revenue, the profit. The other way is actually focus on, like, market share and the user experience and some, you know, the innovation. So actually we prefer the second way. So that's why I'm not so happy to talk about numbers. You know, even to the investor, I don't talk about number too much, okay? Because I really want the investors and the team members in this company. We really focus on the future. We're not cash cow right now. We're not cash cow today.
Yeah, understood.
The good product and good technology will win the final war, so we just be patient.
Yes, I understand that. And in January, Rocket just closed a new financing round of nearly $100 million, led by Temasek, Singapore state investment company. Okay, let me just ask you one simple question. Can we say Rocket is a unicorn or not?
We're not a unicorn yet.
Okay.
Now, we don't want to be a unicorn so fast. Because, you know, if you were, today people are talking about unicorns every day. But, you know, I think we just want to make sure we are totally ready to be a unicorn. Or you put so many pressure on everybody. And we cannot make the wise or right decision. Since it's kind of a 100 years business, why so quick? Okay. Just be patient.
You want to be patient, you want to focus on the product quality, and you want to plan for the long term. What is your biggest concern for the company's future?
The concern?
Yes.
You know, we are in China. Okay, it's actually the big market, but it's very complicated market.
And okay. Highly competitive.
Competitive, actually, it's okay to Rocket because we are high-end product, and nobody today, even the giant, they are not making like high-end product. You know, they don't have the taste, they don't have the culture to build like gorgeous product. They just focus on number. Okay, they just want to build the platform. Okay, and so that's why I don't think we have competitors today in China. But in China, that we have to do the market education. Because like what I said before, you know, the end user, they don't know how to make decision to, you know, to get the right product to themselves. So that's the big challenge.
From the type of investors that have invested in your company, Temasek, it's a sovereign wealth fund, very high, you know, long-term investor, purely financial long-term investors, and also Taiwan's CDIB. Yeah. So they're patient capital. Do you think that would basically help Rocket avoid the kind of fate of some other Chinese startups like Mobike, which, you know, in 2 years' time have grown so much and basically were, you know, the destiny is no longer in the co-founders or founders' hands. Mm-hmm. It was capital that was, you know, that wanted, we're doing, you know, the smartest thing at the moment, and which is sell the company.
Do you not worry at all? Because you have patient capital's backing. So perhaps you can avoid that kind of fate.
You know, I don't think it's a sad story. You know,
It's not a sad story.
No. You know, I think it's just a total different business. If we really want to get the quick money, to make quick money, maybe it's a good business model. But, you know, if we really want to build like gorgeous product, especially the hardware product, you have to be patient.
But do you feel pressured when you see that, you know, other companies raise $700 million?
Not at all.
Value that sum, no?
No, not at all. What kind of purpose? What's your purpose? Okay, I think the Rocky purpose is to build like gorgeous, a good product to the consumer, and of course we can make money, you know, sooner or later.
And so you want to manage Rocket for the next 100 years? You want to grow?
If I can, of course. Yeah.
And you have no other plans for your life, obviously.
No, this is my final startup, I think.
Okay. Yeah. So lastly, just a couple of personal questions. Previously at Alibaba for 4 years, what kind of influence do you think that experience had on you?
I think it's so helpful. Okay. Of course, I made many good friends, and they are all genius. And lucky to me, I worked for Alibaba as a kind of a high level manager, okay? And I was leading the advanced research team, and it helped me to figure out, okay, what kind of thing AI can do, okay, in Alibaba. And of course, I learned much from Alibaba, like how to manage like resources, and the big team, and some high level talents. So this is actually the good experience.
Lastly, you always call your employees like monkeys?
Oh,
why?
Yeah. Because we call Rocket jungle.
Oh, so this is a jungle and yeah. Everybody here,
you know,
monkeys.
It's this is a culture
of Rocket.
And
you're the monkey king.
I don't think I'm the monkey king. I'm maybe just the troublemaker. You know, but you know, Nobody tell them what kind of job you're going to do. Okay, you just you know, jump from this tree to another tree, you know, and finally you're gonna figure out what kind of job you wanna do. It's your comfortable zone. I just wanna make sure people love the thing they do.
Well, great. Thank you so much, Misa, for your time.
Okay, thank you.